Blessed Giles of Lorenzana, Confessor, First Order. Born of pious parents at Lorenzana in Italy, Giles received the name of Bernardine in baptism. Even as a youth, he received the gift of devotion in so eminent a degree that at prayer his countenance glowed with fervor, and he was often seen raised a foot or more from the floor. This attracted general attention, and people came from the surrounding places in order to see him at prayer. The devout young man, however, desired nothing more than to serve God in seclusion. In order, therefore, to withdraw from the attention of the world, and also to progress in Christian perfection, he asked for admission as a lay brother at the convent of the Friars Minor. This request was granted. He was given the name Giles after the saintly brother Giles, one of the first companions of Saint Francis. Burning with love for God, Giles knew no greater joy in the order than to devote himself to the contemplation of heavenly things. And since his superiors were convinced that he was doing great things for the honor of God and the salvation of souls, they permitted him to live in a hermitage close to the convent. Here he lived only for God, to whom he sacrificed his body by severe fasting and his soul by constant prayer. He overcame the attacks of hell, which he had frequently to endure, without ever yielding for an instant. When he had finished his course, God called him to the eternal union on January 10, 1518. The convent bells rang by themselves when he died, and a very great concourse of people flocked to venerate him. Many miracles occurred at his grave. Several years after his death, his body was found still incorrupt, although he had been buried in a very damp place. The veneration which had been accorded to him since time immemorial was approved by Pope Leo XIII for the entire order of Friars Minor. On devotion at prayer. Consider that the devotion with which the entire life of prayer of Blessed Giles was permeated is also the first and most necessary quality which our prayers must have, since prayer must be a raising of the heart to God. Prayer without devotion is only a prayer of the lips that cannot be pleasing to God, as our Lord himself says of the prayer of the Pharisees, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15:8. Examine your past prayers, whether they too must stand condemned in these words. Consider that devotion at prayer is principally a grace and a gift of God. Of course, we must contribute our part in obtaining and preserving devotion. We must remove the obstacles to it. Especially, we must guard our senses so that distracting thoughts will not occupy our mind. "The eyes that are cast down," says Saint Bernard, "raise the heart to heaven." But that our hearts may then arrive at God and be occupied with him is a gift from heaven, which we must ask of God. Here, too, may be applied the words of our divine Savior, "No man can come to me except the Father who has sent me draw him." John 6:44. Do you, too, pray for the grace of devotion? Blessed Giles will be a good intercessor for the purpose. Consider that the degree of your devotion depends upon the degree of your love for God and for your neighbor. If you love God and give evidence of the sincerity of your love by doing good, to the best of your ability, to your neighbor as a child of God, then God will love you as a dear child, and he will draw your heart to himself with grace. Then your heart will be where your treasure is. Prayer will be easy and a sweet bliss. Examine the degree of your love of God and your neighbor, and if you find yourself wanting in devotion at prayer, then see whether this does not proceed from a want of love. prayer of the Church. O God, who didst vouchsafe to blessed Giles, thy confessor, the gift of heavenly love, grant us through his merits and intercession that we may love Christ while here on earth and may reign with him in heaven, who liveth and reigneth with thee forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Giles of Lorenzana, pray for us.